Welcome, Tale Tellers, to tonight's No Sleep story. Oh yes, another No Sleep, but this time with a cryptid twist. I really can't wait to read this one out to you all. It's one of my larger episodes full of interesting details about the Gui Da Xiang. Now, those from Singapore, please correct me. I'm probably butchering that word. But I've never heard of it, and I'm not sure if you have either. But it's a story containing characteristics of this creature, and also a story that's based in Singapore about it. Hope you love it. You know what I love, though? My fan support. Today, though, it's different. Last episode, I asked for iTunes ratings, and you know what? People did leave them. So today is a special shout-out to those that rated and reviewed my channel. I can't tell you how stoked I am. We have Arcane Bro from USA. I know who this is. This guy is awesome, he's super nice, and has an awesome accent. So this 5-star rating is for all that stuff, and he asked for it. Oh, that's very nice. Cheers, buddy. The next one is Dawn Ed Tech from USA. Found this podcast through the Mad Catter and just in time for my 8-hour drive. Oh my goodness. I love the storytelling style and the enthusiasm. Love the selection so far. The Australian accent makes it fun. I look forward to more stories, and more stories you will have. Our next one is Enthusiastic Chills. Great. By Devil of Roses from the USA. I ran across SFGT on SoundCloud and binged his show quite quickly. He's more than just a creepypasta narrator, that's nice, as he includes lore, true creepy encounters, and even does SCP episodes that include an intriguing wraparound story. Can't say I've seen many horror narrators tackle SCP. Thanks. He opens these stories with an enthusiasm that expresses how giddy he is to share the ghostly tales with you, or how enthusiastic he is to share those fables of old. And he loves to give shoutouts to his fans. Damn right. After listening to him, we did a collaboration on my own horror podcast, I Know Who This Is, Twisted Tea Time, episode 132, and he was a treat to work with, so give him a listen. Ah, the Mad Catter himself. Cheers, buddy. Thank you so much. The next one is OMG WTF Boar from Sweden. Good but short stories. Soon listens to all the stories. Okay, I think I get what you mean. Thanks, buddy. Thank you so much. Who Needs Sleep? By Mishtique from Australia, and I know who this is as well. Thank you so much. She wrote, great creepy stories to keep you looking over your shoulder. Brilliant. So talk about amazing. I tell you, these fans are fantastic. A special thank you to you guys for reviewing, and of course to your listeners. So currently I have 5, which is still in itself just great. iTunes doesn't make it clear that people have reviewed the channel, so I had to do some hunting for these, but it's like finding a chest of gold in the middle of nowhere. I was so pumped when I saw them come in. So thank you all for the reviews, and if you get time, Tale Tellers, hop onto iTunes and show me some reviewing love, because I always take notice, and I always appreciate the feedback. You guys are great. Now, turn the lights off, get ready to get freaky, and listen to something different. The Do's and Don'ts When Trapped by Gui Da Xiang by 15 Hours Creepy. Most of you would not be familiar with the term Gui Da Xiang, translated roughly into ghosts building walls. This term, coined in Asia, refers to a phenomenon where a person is prevented from leaving a location by ghosts or other spiritual entities. Here in Singapore, Gui Da Xiang has been well documented in several parts of the country where spiritual activity is known to be particularly high. Some examples include the infamous old and now abandoned Changi Hospital, Pulau Tekong, where our soldiers train, and the long stretches of beach at East Coast Park. A person who is experiencing Gui Da Xiang may not be aware of it at first, as hardly anything shocking or scary would occur at the beginning. However, the person would soon come to realize that something is amiss, especially after a period of time of unchanging landscapes and environment. The person may also experience repeated events. For example, he may encounter the same person or object multiple times along his journey. Depending on the intentions of the particular spiritual entity controlling the experience, a person may be trapped for up to hours at a time before being released abruptly back into his regular environment. However, there is another variation of Gua Di Xiang that is much less known and documented. Despite not having a specific term to call it by, this variation of Gui Di Xiang poses a much more sinister threat than its more common counterpart. In this variation, instead of being trapped in another dimension during one's waking hours, spiritual entities would instead target individuals during their sleep. A victim of this variation of Gui Di Xiang would find himself rudely awakened from his slumber by no discernible stimuli. Again, as with the regular form of Gui Di Xiang, nothing would seem amiss at the very beginning. The person would wake up in his seemingly normal environment, wearing the same clothes, and experiencing the same emotions upon being abruptly awakened. However, there are several key differences in the new environment that would hint to one experiencing Gui Di Xiang. It is incredibly crucial that a person be privy towards whether his awakening has anything to do with the paranormal. Time is of the essence, and the longer one remains in this dimension, the harder it is for one to escape the clutches of the holding paranormal entity and to return back to one's own reality. I shall relate to you a personal account of my experience with this more sinister Gui Di Xiang, as well as endeavor to share with you information and guidelines on the do's and don'ts that must be carried out in order to safely and successfully return to one's rightful dimension. My escape from Gui Di Xiang was solely down to the prior knowledge I luckily possessed. Without knowing what to do, I highly doubt I would be here right now, writing this to you. Now, before I begin, I must state that what I'm about to describe is different to another phenomenon, lucid dreaming. Although similar in nature, as in both occur during one's slumber, Gui Di Xiang is an unwanted and unpleasant experience that occurs entirely due to the influence of paranormal entities whose intentions are solely to trap victims in their dimension. The presence of these entities would also grow stronger the longer the person remains in that dimension. In contrast, lucid dreamers generally do not experience such entities. In fact, lucid dreamers may instead enjoy their dreams, as they are able to accomplish tasks and gain special abilities, such as the ability to fly or super strength during their dreams. Gui Di Xiang contains none of these novelties. Now, with that caveat done, I shall begin the story proper. Number 1. The first thing to know about Gui Di Xiang is that it usually occurs in areas frequented by paranormal entities. My experience with Gui Di Xiang occurred back in 2013. While I was still staying overnight at a Passer Riss chalet during the school holidays. Renowned for not only being one of the more popular chalets of choice, the Passer Riss chalet is also rather famous for its hauntings. Sightings of ghosts, especially in the forms of long-haired females and young children, along with unexplainable noises in the night, such as crying and laughing, dominate such hauntings. The chalet was about as chaotic as you might expect. There were 10 of us staying overnight, and it was about 5 in the morning when I finally fell asleep. I shared the room with 3 of my buddies, while the rest of us were scattered throughout the small 2-story chalet. Number 2. There are often tiny, subtle signs hinting towards a possible Gui Di Xiang experience. For example, it usually takes me little to no time to fall asleep. But on this particular night, I found it incredibly difficult to sleep, despite being extremely tired. This isn't due to the chalet environment either, as I'd spent previously many nights at different chalets in the country. Yet, on that particular night, I laid in the bed tossing and turning for almost an hour before uneasily drifting off to sleep. In contrast, my other buddies, one of whom was famous in our group for being the least able to fall asleep outside of his home, quickly fell into a deep sleep within seconds of hitting the pillow. Number 3. Your first few moments in Gui Di Xiang may not be obvious to you, but it is extremely important that you pay attention to any key differences in your environment. Gui Di Xiang is so particularly dangerous that the environment you wake up in is often very similar to that you fell asleep in. Such an environment is purposely crafted by your holding spirit in order to lure you into a false sense of safety and achieve their goal of trapping you in their dimension for as long as possible. However, there are several crucial and sometimes very subtle differences with your new environment. One of the most common features of any Gui Da Xiang experiences is isolation. No matter where you fell asleep in and with how many people, you will always wake up alone. This was exactly what I'd experienced. When I was jolted from my sleep moments later, I was initially disorientated and annoyed. My first reaction was to turn to my buddies, thinking that they were the ones who had awakened me. However, there was no one in the room except myself. Besides being completely empty, the three other beds in the room were also neatly kept. The blankets were folded nicely at the base of each bed, and perfectly fluffed pillows rested at their heads. My buddies' packs were still in the room though, and upon further examination I realized that all their bags, apart from mine, were completely empty. Every single bag and compartment empty. The second clue that's also very common in Gui Da Xiang is the noise, or more specifically, the lack thereof. Chalets in Singapore are often built rather close to one another, and recreation areas can often be found within the close vicinity of the rooms. In order to fully enjoy your chalet experience, you must become accustomed with the steady level of noise from your surroundings. It was because of my prior experience with chalets that I soon realized that something was incredibly wrong. The chalet was deathly silent. There was no noise from within it and none from the outside. I specifically recalled our chalet neighbors for that night to be a group of particularly rowdy teenagers who were singing loudly to karaoke throughout the night, and yet I heard nothing. Not even the sound of lizards and cicadas, creatures who featured dominantly in the local chalets. Now, it's extremely important to note, besides these two above-mentioned indicators of Gui Da Xiang vary widely between individuals, locations, and spiritual entities. If you were camping outdoors, for instance, you might witness lake water flowing uphill. If you were taking a nap in the afternoon, you might wake to pitch-black darkness beyond your windows, even if your clock says that you'd not been asleep for more than 10 minutes. Or if it was winter, you might wake up to stifling heat despite your windows being open. Similarly, waking up shivering with frosty breaths in the middle of a summer heatwave is another clue of you being trapped in Gui Da Xiang. Number 4. Stay in your immediate vicinity. Do not stray away. Waking up alone and disorientated would often prompt the natural reaction of exploration. After all, it is common for one to wish to glean more information about their current plight. However, it is important that you do not stray away from where you woke up from. This is because of the fact that the further you stray, the higher the chance of you getting lost. Your holding spirit will do everything in its power in order to keep you there, lost and confused. One way it achieves that is to distort your surroundings ever so slightly as you conduct your investigation. Again, such distortions are often subtle and may be easily chalked up to your own emotions or disorientation. After discovering the empty beds and bags in the chalet, I was beginning to become aware of my current plight. Thankfully, my buddies and I had always been interested in the paranormal, and Gui Da Xiang was a frequent topic of discussion amongst us. I was able to pinpoint the key differences in my environment and fix them together in a mental jigsaw. I made sure to remain only within the confines of the chalet, and even then, I experienced several environmental distortions that nearly threw me off. One of which was the changing of the placement of the chalet staircase. I ventured downstairs in order to fully determine whether my friends had truly vanished from the chalet. I checked the small pantry area, the living room, and the downstairs toilet before returning upstairs. It was only after reaching the landing upstairs that I realized that the staircase was now on the opposite end of the chalet. Instead of being at the left side of the chalet next to the kitchen, it was now on the extreme right of the chalet next to the living room instead. The second distortion occurred on the second floor. Upon realizing the staircase change, I now moved with caution and suspicion. I was determined not to be tricked again. Warily, I headed down the corridor, systematically rechecking each bedroom again. But alas, despite my best efforts, I was once again caught unawares. I had reached the end of the corridor where my room was, when I froze. Something felt awfully wrong, and I was compelled to turn around. So I did. And it was only then that I realized that instead of there being three rooms along the corridor, there were four instead. And I had checked every single one of them, completely unaware that one of these rooms was fake. The most dangerous part of these distortions aren't the distortions themselves. The most dangerous part is how oblivious one can be to them, even within the confines of the chalet, and being aware of me experiencing Gui Da Xiang, I was still tricked. For someone with no prior knowledge, such subtle distortions will without a doubt heighten confusion and despair. In order to reduce such effects, it is extremely important that you remain where you are. Number 5. Do not panic and do not make any noise. This is the rule that is most likely to be broken by anyone trapped by Gui Da Xiang. No matter how stoic you may be, the very environment of Gui Da Xiang is a catalyst for panic. But it is absolutely crucial that you do not do so, and here's why. Panicking and making excessive noise will only serve to draw attention to yourself. However, when trapped, what you should do instead is lay low and stay under the radar. Do not give your holding spirit any reason to further focus its attention onto you. Panicking will also give your holding spirit a sense of satisfaction, which will further encourage them to toy with you in order to gain more pleasure. What you should do instead is to keep quiet and move around as stealthily as possible. This was exactly what I aimed to do during my experience. When peering into rooms, I made sure to open the door as slowly as possible in order to minimize the sound made by rusty hinges. When climbing up the wooden staircase, I took extra care in figuring out which part of each steps were the least squeaky. I kept my breathing level throughout, fully aware that even the noises brought on by hyperventilation might worsen the experience. Number 6. Never look over your shoulder. After some time in the Gui Da Xiang experience, it is highly likely that your holding entity would make its presence known to you. No matter what shape or form it takes, you should always assume that its intentions are malevolent. After all, it has you trapped in its dimension for its own purpose. Holding spirits are typically shifty and stealthy. These are not the types of spirits to reveal themselves outright. Instead, Gui Da Xiang spirits prefer to draw the disorientation and confusion of its victims out for as long as possible, and simply revealing themselves would not help them achieve this goal. Instead, holding spirits will typically employ the technique of skulking behind its victims. As it continues to toy with you, your holding spirit will eventually become bored, and it will begin to physically interact with you. The most common way to do so is by calling or whispering from behind you. Depending on your holding entity, it may choose to disguise its voice as one of your companions. Doing so would heighten false hopes in victims, thereby bringing more pleasure to holding spirits. My holding spirit, however, dispensed with the frills and fancies. In its low, croaky voice, it whispered my name from right behind my ear. Instinctively, I began to turn in response, but quickly pulled my resolve together and returned my gaze to right in front of me. I behaved in such a way because my prior knowledge of the protective triangle, which is a common belief that one is protected from evil spirits by maintaining a triangle shape between one's shoulders and forehead. As such, people are strongly advised against turning on their head and looking over their shoulder when called from behind, as doing so would break the protective triangle and leave the person prone to the evil doings of spirits. Spirits are also aware of this, and often utilize the technique of drawing attention from behind in order to break the protective triangle. Number 7. Return to your bed. Now, I shall move on to describe the steps you should take in order to drastically increase your chances of successfully returning back to your rightful dimension. The first thing to do is to return back to your bed. Again, this ties in with Rule 4, where the closer you remain to your bed, the better your chance of returning to it. Fully aware of this crucial step, I made sure to keep my breathing as level as possible and my emotions in check. I forced myself to ignore the very obvious entity hovering just behind my back, and made my way back into my room. I close my door while making the very conscious effort to not look behind, lest I accidentally break the protective triangle. I could hear the entity enter the room with me, but I forced myself to remain calm. It was time for the next step. Number 8. Wear your clothes inside out. Undressing in such a stressful situation can be rather trying for most, if not all, people. Although bizarre sounding, accomplishing this step will help in slowing the entity down while you prepare for the next step. By wearing your clothes inside out, your holding spirit will become confused and throw it off its game. Thankfully, I had been wearing a rather simple attire of shirt and shorts during my experience. Time is of the essence here, and inflexible materials such as jeans may put one at a disadvantage during this step. I made sure to move as effectively as possible, pulling off my shirt, flipping it inside out, before putting it back on immediately in one swift motion. My haste was not only due to my discomfort, but also due to the fact that the purpose of this step is to surprise the holding spirit. The longer I took, the more time I was allowing my holding spirit to compose itself. Number 9. Look between your legs. In Asia, the space in between your legs is typically considered a taboo, as this space serves as a gateway into looking into another dimension. In the real world, this means that looking between your legs would allow you to see spirits and demons of the other dimension standing right behind you. A rather frightening sight indeed. But when trapped in the other dimension, looking into that very same space would allow you a glimpse back into your own rightful dimension instead. This helps to chart a mental and spiritual map that would direct any individual back into reality. Although this step would not be of any issue to most people, I was raised from young to abide very strongly by the rule of not looking between my legs. My parents are highly superstitious, and I was often inundated with stories about the horrible things I would view if I were to break the sacred rule. Tales of beady-eyed children squatting behind me, to accounts of long-haired, pale-faced women staring back, flashed in my mind. So, despite the obvious urgency of the situation, I regretfully admit that I hesitated. I had already bent over, my face aimed directly at the appropriate area, but I kept my eyes screwed shut. Then, there was a low growl from behind me. Instantly, instinct took over my fear, and I opened my eyes wide. Even though I was certain that the entity was standing right behind me, there was no sign of it between my legs. A good indicator. This meant that I was indeed looking back into my own reality. The last step, number 10, sleep, is how you get trapped in Guidaxiang. Similarly, sleep is how you escape from Guidaxiang. Having redirected yourself back using the previous steps, there's nothing left to do in this dimension except sleep. A rather difficult thing to do, I have to agree. But a crucial step nonetheless. With the effects of the confusion induced by the changing of clothing in number 8 slowly fading away, slumber must be quickly achieved before your holding entity regains its full capacity again. If you do not achieve this last step, your chances of returning back to your reality will be close to zero. Like any other creature, holding spirits are well capable of learning and adapting, and would endeavor to halt any future chances of escape. Luckily, I had always been a quick sleeper, and I am well accustomed to sleeping in different environments. This, coupled with my fatigue brought over from my reality, further aided in my attempt to sleep. Keeping my eyes firmly shut, I climbed into bed and pulled the wafer-thin blanket over my head. I forced myself to ignore the entity now crouching right over my prone body and took several deep breaths. One Mississippi. Two Mississippi. Three Mississippi. And I was off. When I awoke again, it was daylight. The reassuring noise of the local wildlife was discernible from my position on the bed. But what finally set my heart to ease were the familiar voices of my buddies. I was back. I got lucky that time. I possessed the required knowledge of Guidaxiang, but given the obscure nature of this variation of Guidaxiang, not many people do, and even less people would escape from it successfully. What fate lies for those who fail to return is unknown to me, and I sincerely wish from the bottom of my heart that none of you would bear the misfortune of doing so. I hope this information has served its purpose in raising the awareness of Gui Da Xiang. Remember, if you ever find yourself trapped in Gui Da Xiang, follow each step calmly and carefully. And whatever happens, go back to sleep. Just wow. I've never heard of that creature before, ever. And I know a lot about cryptids. But you learn something new every day, right? In the comments below, let me know if you've heard of any other creatures that are unique like this. And if you're listening to this episode far after its release, I still encourage you to write in the comments. Why? Because I check them and will listen to what you have to say. Perhaps even dedicate an entire episode to your suggestion. So let me know. Also, a huge thank you to 15 Hours Creepy, who was great enough to approve of me narrating their story. Cheers, mate. I won't spend more time hammering on about my iTunes request, but all I'll say to you is thank you for your support, and there will be more stories coming your way. In fact, I have an original story from Jace York tomorrow, just for you tell-tellers, and let me just say, I'm completely flattered by the fan support on this one. So I'll see you here tomorrow. Well, tell-tellers, this is the place where stories live, and you tell-tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.